A 26-hour manhunt, one of the largest in Georgia's history, is over. Brian Nichols surrendered yesterday in a suburb of North Atlanta after a woman called 911 and led police to his hiding place. Since Nichols escaped from the Fulton County Courthouse on Friday, four people are dead and one is seriously injured. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Authorities are creating a timetable, filling in the pieces that ultimately led them to Brian Nichols. It wasn't until Friday night that they found the green Honda Accord they'd been searching for in the same parking lot where Nichols had carjacked it. That was a dead end. But at 10:40 that night, Atlanta Police Chief Richard Pennington says Nichols attacked two tourists in a popular area north of downtown.
We know that Brian Nichols approached two individuals last night and assaulted both of them. They were from out of town. And then he left that location.
From there, Nichols made his way to a nearby house under construction, where Chief Pennington says he killed the owner.
And took his truck, and he took his weapon, his Glock, and he took his identification and ID. We know that for a fact.
The nighttime manhunt for the pickup truck and the suspect continued until yesterday morning when a woman called 911. Nichols had taken the woman hostage sometime overnight in her apartment, even farther away from the city in a northeast suburb. More than two dozen SWAT team officers surrounded the complex. Waving a white flag or a white T-shirt, Nichols surrendered without any resistance. Gwinnett County Police Chief Charles Walters says the situation ended peacefully because officers presented Nichols with overwhelming force.
There was nowhere for him to go. He was totally contained. The force that we had out there was sufficient. He was in a no-win situation, and for whatever reason, he decided that was the best course of action.
The fourth person killed was identified as a U.S. Customs agent, David Wilhelm, who had been transferred to Atlanta last November, but had worked with the agency for 18 years. Special agent in charge of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Atlanta, Kenneth Smith.
Agent Wilhelm's death is a tragic loss for the entire law enforcement community, particularly our office here in Atlanta. Dave has served as my assistant special agent in charge since November of 2004. He was an exemplary law enforcement officer, a trusted colleague, and a true friend.
Immediately after police had captured Nichols, authorities were working on the charges against him. U.S. Attorney David Namias says the suspect has been charged with a federal weapons violation.
This is essentially a holding charge that will assure Mr. Nichols' detention while we sort out what additional federal and state charges may be brought against him and where he should be held.
Namias says Nichols could appear in federal court as early as Monday. Meanwhile, county officials say they want to file their own charges in connection with the shooting spree and finish the rape trial that was in progress when Nichols escaped on Friday. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.